Welcome to a Faith Walking Conversation. In this episode, we will meet Michelle Newstead from England. Michelle will share with us about her experience participating in the first module of Faith Walking Foundations, Awareness through Self-Discovery. The conversation was originally recorded in January of 2020. We want to remind you that Faith Walking's mission is to make wholeness possible for individuals, communities, and the world. Visit us at www.faithwalking.us. Join the conversation. Until I see the Christ in you. So we have with us Michelle. Michelle is joining us from England. And I love your accent, by the way, Michelle.
Thank you.
Great. I have an accent myself, but I don't notice it, but I love yours. So Michelle, would you tell us very briefly a little bit about you, where you are, what you do, and how did you connect with Faith Walking?
Yeah. So as you said, my name's Michelle. I live in pretty much the center of England, in a place called Northampton. I moved here just over a year ago, moved to the church just over 2 years ago, and joined the staff here about 15 months ago, which is a huge journey in itself. Really saw God lead me to the place I am, and love it. I serve as an assistant pastor, part of quite a big team here. It's a great place. Love the team that I work with. They're a real blessing. And I get to oversee the teams, our Sunday teams, our serving teams on a Sunday morning. But my main focus is the training and formation side of things. And so I write and coordinate a lot of our training courses, whether that be one evening or some longer term ones, all with a main focus of encouraging people to grow. And then the formation side. So we actually have something called huddles. These are 3 to 4 people in a same-sex accountability relationship, but we encourage them to look at some of the spiritual practices or disciplines, and take perhaps one over a month and practice it in that small community. Keep being accountable to each other, keeping connected, praying for each other. And then coming back together and discussing what they've learned in that time. And so I've formed some material that helps them connect in that way. And that's really my passion, is to equip, encourage, and empower others, that they would know that they're loved by God, that He's created them for a purpose, and that they can live out of that place of knowing that they're created to be loved by Him, and He's called them to do something, that He has a purpose for their lives. And so, yeah, that's me. As for my faith walking journey, about a year ago, my pastor here sent me a text with a link to the Faith Walking website, and I took a look, had a browse through, just thought, is this something that I could actually point people to? But I wouldn't point someone to a place that I hadn't gone, or at least had a look at for myself. And so I registered on one of the modules last term and just started an amazing journey. It was great for me, not what I expected. I expected to be in that place where I was just doing it, just part of what you do. And came out of the other side with God having touched some areas that had really held me back. And so saw transformation in my life personally. Definitely a different person now to what I was going in, especially in confidence and feeling much more courageous in the way I can live my life out.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you actually started looking at the curriculum from the perspective of a ministry, of ministry. And so how is that? It seems that you were surprised. You received something that was probably, I don't know if you were expecting that. You were expecting to find a good program, but you found something special for you.
Yeah, I think because I've done so much in the way of wanting to work through some of my past, especially over the last few years, I thought I'd taken quite a few steps down that journey, and I have. I have taken massive steps along that process. So I was quite surprised when something came up that it wasn't that I hadn't necessarily looked at it before. I'd probably not accepted that it had a real impact on me, and so I'd kind of brushed it under the carpet and thought, well, that happened, I don't need to look at it anymore, let's just move forward. And that was the one thing that came up during the faith walking module, and yeah, I was just given time to actually look at that, actually really look at it. And almost feel the emotions that it had, like just dig a little bit deeper and understand where it had stopped me, where I'd got stuck in that place of fear and not being able to be me. It was an amazing journey.
Yeah. You know, what you say made me think of the two things that come to mind. I mean, the first is, first, you have done some work in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us probably are in the same place, you know. Oh, yeah, first formation or whatever you want to call it, family of origin, past, mom and dad issues, right?
Yeah.
I'm done with it, thank you. But the truth is that, you know, in the journey, repetition is no redundancy. You know, we come back to it, and especially when we go there with God, with time, without judgment, without condemnation, with an attitude of learning, not to fix something, but just to be curious, how that becomes a deepening journey. It brings things, right? And the second thing that comes to mind is how much we sort of know a little bit the things, right? So it's, yeah, I have seen those things, but when I come back, God brings something deeper for me.
I think there's a time that we can look at some of our stuff, and it goes deep and it has a real impact, and it's almost like at that base level, that root level, where you actually feel that that's complete. There's a completeness to what you've looked at there. And there's other times that if God went that deep in us, it would frighten us away and we wouldn't actually find freedom. It would probably take us back because we'd try to rush into it too fast and too soon. And so we need to keep open and keep looking at these things and keep allowing God to just pinpoint what he wants to do in us, rather than go too far. Fast or step back and don't enter into that place.
Yeah, we all need courage, don't we?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if anybody or people say in the morning, yes, I can wait to go to those hard places of my past. Mm-hmm. But we need to be encouraged to do it and doing it in community, do it with people. So, Michelle, what was different? I mean, you have done this in different ways for different people. You facilitate these kinds of spaces. So what was different for you in your experience in faith walking?
I think in general, the environment, a lot of what I've done, I have done, you know, I've had counselling, I've had done some great programs. Whether it was the connection over the Zoom call, I don't know. It was just a different environment for me. And there just seemed that little bit more freedom to say some things that I couldn't necessarily say previously. because it was the wrong situation, the wrong people. I love the balance of actually having some material to look at and then coming in and having a little bit more teaching on it and then being able to open up and discuss. Just the way the Faith Walking Program is set up allows you, if you work in slightly different way, if you take things in differently, there's that option. So you can spend time on your own reflecting. You can ask a question or make a statement and develop that. And that's been a really good place for me. I think before I was very accepting of what other people would say. And faith walking gave me the opportunity to just say how I felt, even to the point there was one afternoon here, morning over there, that I just couldn't connect. I wouldn't allow myself to go to that place. And even during the actual Zoom call, I'm processing and like I know that I'm not present. I know that I'm not present to what's being discussed. I've decided that this is too hard and not necessarily wanting to go there. But what I could say in the call when challenged was exactly that. I'm finding it hard to be present at the moment. And this is bringing up things that I can't quite deal with. I need a little bit more time. And there was no judgment. There was no judgment that I couldn't, but I could be real and honest enough to say, I'm not having, like, this isn't a good place for me today. And then by the end of the call, I'd managed to kind of get rid of some of the stuff that was going through my head, and just come back to a place and think, ah, that's it. And I don't quite know what I said, but I said something that was like, yeah, what I'd actually done was model what had been said in the call. I'd just gone on my own journey and got to that place where I could actually come back and say, okay, nothing is wasted here. I might have missed some of the conversation, but I've gone through this and come out better at the end.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how that experience, you know, you can read about in a place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, you know, this can happen. But the experience of living it, it's actually what we learn, how we learn. And there's a lot of intentionality in faith walking that is created in common, in a common agreement of a creating a space that is free of judgment, free of condemnation, free of shaming, hopefully free of performance. You know, you don't have to show up with anything, but with whatever is going on in you. I'm glad about that.
I think for me, there is that tendency to, if I didn't want to say something, I would sit back or I just kind of bury myself and be almost want to hide. And at the same time as that, there's a place where you don't have to say anything. You don't have to be open and vulnerable. There's that challenge from others to just that gentle, do you want to say something? Or just to pull you back into the room. And that's a really good environment as well. Like that's really healthy if you've kind of drifted off to actually have that come back. Where are you? Even if it is now not talking right now, that's really helpful.
Yeah, that's great. So, Michelle, you know, we have this construct, if you want, faith walking about the negative vows and all this idea of the word. We use words and we kind of create a meaning of those words, and we say that we had an experience and we made meaning of that experience, and out of that meaning we made a vow, and you know that vow usually is a promise, is a lie that we believe, is a way of behaving
in order to be safe. We are trying to protect ourselves in a way. And we also have this construct that there is a declaration. There is a God who speaks to us and is speaking truth to us. And this truth is actually what sets us free, right? Not only the truth of Jesus, indeed, but the truth that we hear from him about who we are too. So that's a lot of content in a little pieces. So would you be willing to share? You don't need to give us a whole context, but what was the vow, the meaning that you were living before your awareness? And probably you were somehow aware. And what is the declaration that you came out of faith walking with?
I can't remember some of the exact vows because of the positive declaration seemed to come and just say, no, we're not believing those anymore. But some of the lies were that I can't do that, or you're not called to that, or you're not good at that. And so they'd just taken me into that place of not really wanting to try new things, to even try those things that I felt God had called me to. And so rather than focus on going forward, I just stayed in that place of smallness, believing that I couldn't do it. Or if I did do it, it might all go wrong. What was going to happen if I tried and then someone said, oh no, you know, that's not good enough, or you know, you were never meant to do that. That would just be so destroying. And so you say, okay, I'm not doing it because someone said in the past that you're not meant to do that. I'm not going there. I'm not going to give it another try. Whether they were right or wrong, I'm not willing to. I can't. It's too scary out there to step forward again.
Yeah. And what is the declaration that you have in front of you? I mean, to live for.
Yeah. So this was so powerful for me. This was a real moment where I could feel God on this and just tangibly know his presence. And so as I said it for the first time, I was like, oh, wow, that came out of my mouth. And so the statement is, I am confident, powerful, and full of potential. And I live this out courageously, knowing that I'm loved. And I, wow. Yeah, I love it. It's so good.
It's great. I love it too. And I can see your face kind of shining when you say it. You know, they say that only 7% of the communication is verbal. Well, the 93% of your communication is kind of supporting what you're saying. So thank you for sharing. Yeah. And Michelle, one last question. So how would you encourage somebody who is obviously considering this journey? This is a mix of spiritual formation and inner healing, and there's some elements of mission with God. But what would you say? What would be your encouragement for somebody who is considering faith walking?
Yeah. Don't disregard it if you've done things before, because there's always a new part of the journey to be found. God will always move deeper. He wants to have that deeper relationship with you. And so just don't put it to one side. It's worth it. For me, it's just been this whole, that deeper realization of who I'm created to be. It's a very personal journey, but so worth it. If you have God speak to you in that way, that will transform your life. There's an openness to God, and just that encouragement to be you, to take off the mask, to stop hiding behind things, and allow God to transform you from the inside out. Faith walking is a safe place. It's that safe place to be vulnerable, to to be you, to say how you feel. And in that, there's that confidence that grows, that you don't always have to have yourself together. But being vulnerable, being authentic, is not just a benefit to you, but to the people around you. And it's really a place to grow in trust. To just, God really, really wants you to live your best life. And he wants you to change, and that change is possible. And so it's grabbing hold of an opportunity to be you, to be the real you, and just seeing what God can do with that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Michelle, for sharing with us and letting us know a little bit more about you.
It's been a joy. Thank you.
For more information about Faith Walking, visit www.faithwalking.us. We want to remind you that Faith Walking exists because of your financial support. Please consider giving at faithwalking.us/donate. Thank you for listening. Until I see the Christ in you, till I'm looking through the eyes of love.